Blue lined.
Yep.
Thin blue lined. What's going on?
I got blue lined.
On a cloudy day.
On a cloudy day. Cause it's state college. And every day is a cloudy day. I guess you say how much rain you get today. Unknown. Unlimited frickin' rain in this town. This town. Did you open the channel yet?
Nope.
Man, song was wasted for nothing.
Oh, no. This couldn't have... This has to just be in Alabama, I hope. Okay. Apparently reading is taking a downturn in Alabama.
Yeah, go figure. Roll Tide.
I saw that it was at a Books A Million, and I was like, that's a national chain. I would have gone to my local Books A Million and bought some books for a penny a page. But nay, it was only in Alabama all day today.
I didn't get to see who got in first.
I don't know. Everybody got in first. By the time I looked, there were like four or five people in.
It's not me, in case you were wondering. Okay. Can I proceed now?
I ain't stopping you.
You were for the past 10 minutes.
Not really. You actually have permissions to set the channel as well.
I could, but you'd have complained.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 152nd installment of the world's greatest podcast featuring me, the Puzzle Warriors 3. I got these other two chumps here with me. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hi, kids.
Hello.
Hello, Craig.
Newman. it's August.
The first of.
Yeah, the second month in a row stolen by stupid Romans and shoved into the middle of summer. Forever screwing up all the other months so that the one whose name is 7 is now the 9th month. And the one whose name is 8 is now the 10th month and so on and so on. Stupid Romans. All right, it is August 1st.
What have they ever given us?
Well, there was the aqueduct.
Well, yes, there was that.
Oh, and roads. They gave us roads.
They invented salary. The salary came from Romans.
All right. Apart from roads, aqueducts, salaries, sewage.
I mean, phalluses are really nice. The rule of law. I mean, that was nice. Anyway, it's the 1st or the 8th of August, 2018. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Red Electra. Tomorrow, Black Gambit. Friday, Black Angel. Saturday, Yellow Panther. Sunday, Yellow Magneto. Monday, Green Storm. Tuesday, Yellow Cage. Wednesday, Yellow Rocket. Over in your 5-day 4-star coverage! Audio Titans. 27th was America. For me, that was... I won in 2 turns. How did that go for you all?
Go ahead.
Nope, you should go first. Yours is similar.
I did not win in 2 turns. It took me quite a while because I made one move and then he just started stealing and cascading all over the place and kept me from using any of America's powers. So I had to just like whittle him down bit by bit, and then eventually I got enough AP after he used his powers to take him out. So I find it amusing that they put her up against one of the best thieves in the game. It was a good fight for me.
Right. For anybody who has access to the infographic or that thing online where you can see my roster or the game where you can see my roster or the fact that I have America at 101, I did better than I expected. I was able to punch him all the way down to like 4,000 hit points, but he was able to defeat me every time.
Hmm. Yeah, not having any covers means you can't level either, so you have no hit points.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sure. Today was Vulture. Versus someone I've already forgotten.
5 stars, Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah. I made some black, went airborne, end of fight. How'd that go?
It was kind of odd. For when I played it, I had to like go and make black every time. Like whenever I landed, I had to like seek out black again because I just couldn't make enough. But it went, you know, fairly easily. He fired off a bunch of powers while I was airborne.
Yeah, that's what I noticed though. I was like, oh yeah, you just spend all those powers. Yep, there you go. Okay. Oh, I'm back on the ground and you can't do anything? Sweet. Make some black and I'll go airborne again. I'll see you later.
It is untested for me. I could probably give him some levels, which might give me more of a chance. Unfortunately, I have his covers at the exact number of licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop.
A one?
One,
a two, a three. Three.
So at a 1, 2, 3, we'll see if that's... is one black enough to get airborne?
Yes.
Then maybe?
Yeah, just make sure you always have blue before you fire black.
Okay.
Blue will do your damage for you.
Well, if Spider-Man has some powers charged, you may want to go airborne to dodge them then as well.
Sure.
But yeah, having blue when you fire black, that's a way to go.
Then you get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Coming up next is Venom, maybe, perhaps, this time.
Very likely.
He does stuff.
I think it's Agent Venom, actually.
All right.
Anybody who has access to the infographic. or to the information that the infographic comes from, I feel very certain that it is Agent Venom versus 4-star Luke Cage.
All right, I believe you.
Okay.
Not Johnny Cage? He's got Johnny Cage in the infographic.
He does, and it makes me laugh. It's very, very elaborate this time. Not as funny as Dick LeBeau was, but
can I finish
Johnny
it
Cage.
Off with a babality?
No, because that's the worst finishing part of the whole game.
Yeah. It sure is. It sure is. All right, moving on.
Although, I guess Agent Venom does look enough like Noob Saibot that I will let that slide.
Your story events, you got Hearts of Darkness is running now. That'll get you 3 sleeves, a Black Emma, 30 CP, top folks get Wiccan, and then after that it is Falcon. Honor Among Thieves starts up tomorrow or tonight, depending what, you know, whatever bracket you're in. 3 Falcons, Green Wiccan, 30 CP, top folks get Ghost, and then it is Gamora. That'll be followed up by Unstable ISO 8, where you can get Gamora, Ghost, Valkyrie, and Vision. So you get to yourself some Ghost covers. That's nice.
Right? Keep filling out that Ghost.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Coming up now in the space season. You got hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All right, that'll get you a green Star-Lord, a yellow 4-star Star-Lord, 15 CP. Top folks get thing, 11 to 25 is Colossus. Then you got Real Steel is next. Bad movie. 2 Colossus, a thing, 15 CP, top folks get She-Thor, and 11 to 25 is Bullseye. And then in your shield simulator for this season, you can get a Psylocke, 3 Doctor Strange, and the top prize is yet another Ghost cover.
Woot.
So there you go. Ian, tell me about Joe's favorite thing in the world.
Oh my goodness, I shall. Because it's actually sounds...
I think that's what he would actually eat.
It's acceptable. So... are you tired of 7-layer dip? Are you tired of traditional nachos grande? Are you looking for a new fun way to eat your cheese, your sour cream, your ground beef, and your crunch? Let me tell you about nacho pie.
Nacho pie. I want to eat your nacho pie.
Really, that's all it is. You just brown some hamburger in a pan.
I always knew you spent way too much time at the YMCA.
Wait, why? What?
Village people.
Oh, I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I didn't know that this was a staple for a while. I was like...
Okay, moving on.
I was so confused. I was like, is this something they serve you? I heard that's where you stay when you're homeless. I just slept in my car. It was easier. I never wanted to stay at the YMCA. So anyway, just make some ground beef taco style. Throw in some onions, some taco seasoning, and then you know, there's so much flexibility for what you can put in this. If you like, you know, tomatoes and peppers, jalapenos, sour cream, I'm sure you could put guac on top, but that costs extra.
Always does.
Always does. Man, you would think that avocados were scarce. But once you've layered that appropriately, and I would go, you know, crust, meat, toppings, sour cream, cheese to melt on the top. And then if you want to crush up some nacho or some tortilla chips and sprinkle them over the top, that is also a nice addition. Pop that into your oven. Cook it at about 20 minutes at 325, and you will have a delicious nacho pie. That's nacho pie, brought to you, as always, by my hero, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
All right, we have a brand new support that I'll never see. It is the Stepford Cuckoos.
Ooh.
They have...
Cuckoo for Emma Frost?
They do have that. when the supported character fires a power, there is a 34% chance to steal 3 random AP. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Perk 3, the supported character's purple match damage is increased by 398. Ain't so shabby. Number 5, the supported character's critical tile multiplier is increased by 2.7. Well, that's quite a bit. And the Emma Frost perk, Emma's enemy powers deal 298 less damage to Emma for each fortified friendly tile on the board, max of 6. Don't care. However, power 1 and power 3, I like those a whole lot. AP steal, it's got critical multiplier.
Right. I only don't like the last one because I feel like that's something she should do anyway. If she is turning into a diamond and doesn't already have damage reduction and needs these 3 goons to help her, that's just disappointing.
Yeah, she doesn't get really any damage reduction.
Communism.
The fight you had to use her for, man, I found her not that good.
Well, I have to agree. I can't find anything positive to say here, so.
I played those fights and agree with you based on experience.
The cuckoos are now available in the support screen. There's a cuckoo store. They are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo Kachoo, Mrs. Robinson?
That's true. Jolton Joe has left and gone away.
I am the walrus.
I think I've been spending too much time around Jared because I saw that as the Stepford Cuckoos.
Hey, this is a PG show, right? Man.
I blame Tucker Tarlson.
I do too. That's the best.
Edit. Radio edit.
That's not offensive.
The Heroes for Hire. There's an Iceman Heroes for Hire going down 1,400 hero points.
I don't need that.
And I get you a purple Iceman, 2 advanced cuckoo support tokens, 3 beginner cuckoo support tokens. I'm just sick of saying cuckoo. 1,500 ISO. There's also the all-new, not any different, Jean Grey Heroes for Hire store for 250 CP. Get you a blue Jean, baby. One master token, 3 advanced tokens, and 5,000 red ISO. There you go. What we got next? Oh, hey, if you're in Indianapolis, stop by the D3 booth and say hi. They're at booth number 2,822.
That's a lot of booths.
Yeah, right? If you're someone who knows my brother from another mother, swing by the Blizzard booth and find that jerk.
Is he going?
He is there.
Why don't we ever go to Gen Con?
I say this every year, and we never go. And then the 1 year we go will be the year he doesn't go. You know that's what will happen.
Doesn't seem worth the risk. I preferred going to Replay FX.
Yeah. But I do want to go to Gen Con some year and hopefully find my boy.
Thanks to Alpha Team for showing up unexpectedly after a million-hour drive.
We didn't get to local news yet.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that was didn't seem that local.
It was totally local for us.
Okay. I never went to nothing nowhere.
All right.
Stepford Cuckoos.
We're past that now. Yeah. Hey, the 10th anniversary covers have shown up in the game if you've updated your game.
I saw that. Wait, there's new covers? I didn't see that.
Apparently you didn't see that.
I saw the new splash screen that says 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something like that.
And there are covers to go with that.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
The Funk Soul Brother. Let's see, Thor's got one, Gamorpha's got one, not Hank. Ant-Man has one. Who else we get? Let me scroll through here. Scroll. Black Panther. Iron Man.
So, Ray, how's it going?
Doctor Strange.
Black Widow. Wanda.
Scarlet Witch. You know, peoples.
So, anybody who's had a movie.
No, not all of them, though. Like, Rocket and Groot got nothing. Rocket and Groot got crapped on. They got nothing.
Hulk, Wasp, Star-Lord, none of them.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't even notice they even existed. hey, in local news, Replay FX was awesome.
It was so good. Every component of the weekend was awesome. Riding in a Tesla was sweet for me. Replay FX was super awesome. Getting to meet and hang out with Alpha Team was great. Getting to see a Mets game was great. Getting to see other Pittsburgh friends was great. All that pinball was overwhelming in a great way. A really best vacation I've had in a while.
It's a good time. There's some good pinball to be had.
So much.
I got to play a lot of pinball while listening to Run to the Hills.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was a good
table.
That
was exciting.
I really want that. I'm not really that much of a pinball player, but I really want that game.
For like 10, 12 grand, it can be yours.
Yeah, that's nice.
There was a sweet Thunderbirds pinball machine, which was new.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Wasn't my favorite. That Wizard of Oz one was excellent, though.
Yeah, that Wizard of Oz game is always, when it came out last year, it was the bomb. This year, it's still the bomb. Love that machine. If I had a spare, you know, 12 grand, I would totally buy one. But I don't.
Did you purchase anything else that you'd been eyeing up for less than 12 grand?
I did. I bought the Tron arcade game glass light for my room down here.
Nice.
Got the Speed Racer one last year. Got my Tron this year. If I can, you know, if he can find me a Deadly Discs one, you know, I might get that too.
Mm. Did you play that while you were there?
I did.
Mm, that was good.
Love me some Deadly Discs.
Yeah.
All right, people who don't live in this town, what's the local news?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I have something. But who knows? I can't find. Oh, here we go.
I was going to say, yeah. Was that not enough?
Prandiac. Apparently that Sheets that's getting remodeled is not getting beer right away.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. There's an article. You could look at that. It's on statecollege.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to go to that webpage.
Is it getting a medical marijuana dispensary instead?
I don't think it is.
That'd be sweet if I could get that right alongside my MTO.
Or in the opposite order.
Right.
Local
That's
news.
That's the story of why Ian lives in a Sheets.
Local news number two, Club Indigo has been rebranded the Basement Night Spot. That's an awful name.
That's a terrible name. Someone got paid for that.
I know. That is disappointing on several levels.
So really what they did is they put down a lot of carpet, some stained couches, and it's just a bunch of over-sweaty frat dudes laying around in it. Because that's what I would expect from that name.
The Basement Night Spot.
Yeah.
Does sound sketchy.
Anyway, that's all I got. That's all Prandiac has.
Moving on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's Gambit Fever.
He's got Gambit Fever.
She's got Gambit Fever.
Let me tell you about the other half of the Gambit coin, the 3-star Gambit. Purple, red, and black. He's got a purple power called Raging Cajun that costs 11 AP, and it creates 3-turn countdown tiles, which will replace up to 3 enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles, and when they activate, they deal 2,678 damage. He's got aces and eights as well. He destroys up to 2 charged or basic tiles, dealing an extra 520 damage for each charge tile destroyed this ways. Then he creates 2 charge tiles. And lastly, for only 5 black AP, he can use stack deck and create 3 red or purple charge tiles and then deal 1912 damage to the enemy, but 522 damage to his allies. Leaving me the only question. When I say creates 3 red or purple charge tiles, how is that decided? Is it 3 of one or 3 of the other? Is it split between the two? Is there something you can do to sway that? If anybody knows and wants to tell me, I'm a little bit curious. If it takes work on my part, I'm suddenly less curious.
I'm assuming that it's something like the Black Widow thing, where it's completely random. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates.
Black Widow does something random?
Yeah, doesn't she do the purple or black?
Isn't that Mystique?
Is that Mystique? Hey, it might be Mystique.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. It's like Mystique.
Black Widow makes green.
You are correct.
Right. He sounds like he's a 5-3 fiver. That A's as an 8 sounded underwhelming, where I'm blowing up charged tiles and creating two more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a yawn factory for me. So, 5-3-5 says I.
Now, granted, Aces and Eights was the meat and taters of Five-Star Gambit. It isn't anymore, but it was. Right. I don't know how the three-star does. I'm assuming that it's lackluster.
Right. So, that is the once-proud three-star Gambit, considerably less proud, and hanging around at 5-3-5. I'd ask you guys more, but I don't think you guys voluntarily use three-star characters, so.
I do not.
I did not think so. So that's what's happening here in Xandar.
All right, let's hit the mailbag.
Cool. So there was quite a bit in the mailbag, but I narrowed it down because we're all tired and we want to go home. Hey, first, I want to mention this. Jeff brought this to our attention. Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
He said that Demiurge Anthony is likely not going to be on tonight because he and Mrs. Anthony had a baby last week.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Bob, he had a baby, it's a boy.
It was Anthony. He had a baby. I don't know if it was a boy or not. I don't want to make that claim. But I did know your reference, and I wanted to support you a little bit.
Hey,
so they have expanded their family a little further. Congratulations, Demiurge Anthony.
Next was from Samurai. He messaged me and said that he actually sent a picture. He was using Iron Spidey, Gwen, and Miles, all of them together, to make all the web tiles. And he wanted to make sure that I ask you, Craig, how nasty would Devour have been with that sort of teamwork?
Oh, why won't everyone just leave me alone? After I get the stupid troll from the stupid character clue last week.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It could still be. They haven't released the new character yet.
No, they will never be that nice to me. Dazzler will get released the week they make the announcement that they're shutting the game down.
Somebody said that, didn't they? I thought I read that somewhere in Reddit, but in any case.
I believe it.
D-Wing Illinois, as far as pre-show nonsense goes, that last episode was pretty epic. It took me a while to remember, but weren't we quoting the Dead Ales, or Dead Wives, I forget what it's called.
Dead Alewives?
Dead Alewives, that's what it is.
Oh!
We were quoting Dead Alewives. Yeah.
Grant.
Which is,
yes, we did turn our bag of holding inside out. Walk through it.
So if you didn't know what we were talking about and you want to look that up, I think it's hilarious, especially if you've ever played Dungeons & Dragons. It's a Dead Alewives Club. Just Google it or search for YouTube. You'll find it.
I attack the darkness.
And with the utterance of the phrase, vegetarian walking taco, Craig is dead to me, says D-Wing.
Man, that's rough.
However, it didn't take long. He quickly said, pizza cones, Craig is back from the dead. He has a positive thing to say about Emma. Emma Frost is my kind of character, kind of like Ant-Man, versatility. Okay, I'll wait to see that. But he does consider the Stepford Cuckoos the support a complete mandatory for the character at this point. Well, good luck. Good luck pulling it.
Oh, yes? Some information I just received from the Discord. That Dead Alewives sketch was written by Dan Harmon, the creator of Rick and Morty and many other things.
Oh, and Harmon Quest.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, Community?
I don't think that's more important.
That is totally more important. You know, the show that made him super famous and made him all his money. Yeah, that show.
And allowed him to make Harmon Quest. Yeah, I get it. I really like Harmon Quest.
It was good. Did you see the episode that Gillian Jacobs was on? She was Britta from Community.
Was it the second season?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the second season.
She totally Britted up her character.
Nice.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
Last thing that D-Wing had, promises that we are not going to keep, was this week on Lifetime's quote. I don't know when we said that, but there you go.
I don't know.
Ava Vroom says, I just want to point out that when you say that Craig never ceases to disappoint, you're actually saying that he constantly is being disappointing 24/7. I think that's what we were going for.
I'm sure that's what we were shooting for.
Stinkbomb said, that which doesn't kill me only prolongs the inevitable. Always the optimist. He also said, also had a legit laugh out loud in the car on the way to work when I heard Lothar of the Hill People. And he pointed out a pop that he thought was incredible. Pulling it up here. It is a Cloud City dual pop. It comes with Vader and Luke from the Empire dueling it out on Cloud City. So I will try and get that link to Discord. And I don't know, throw it on the webpage maybe? We'll see if I can do that.
That's sweet.
I like it. It looks cool. I don't know where I put it, but... Perandiac, the new D&D books. He did like Eberron in 3.5. Ravinica was an interesting decision, and he's interested in seeing how they handle spellcasting, but both releases are 5th edition, and therefore gross. I don't understand the hatred toward 5th edition. I really don't. Samurai followed up and said that it continues to astound me that it took Wizards 20 years to release a D&D magic crossover because, like they said back in 3rd edition, that it would confuse the brand identity. I don't understand. I think it would just draw people in, but man, and apparently so did Samurai.
No, I've met magic players. It would confuse them. Remember, this is the game where we had to change the entire rules mechanics because people were too stupid to figure out, you know, what order things happened in.
I don't remember that, but I understand.
Yeah.
And in reference to what Perandiak said about 5th edition being gross, he said, in the words of President Bartlett, just stand there in your wrongness and be wrong and get used to it. The last thing that Perandiak did say, saving covers, jumping from 5 to 100 is obscene. Who opens that many tokens at once? That's exactly what I felt. And from FAHQ 1977, he said that he cannot read the 158 release notes as anything other than a massive troll on Craig. I think
that's right.
I'm pretty sure that's because it was.
Yep. Yep.
He also gave a decent review of Emma Frost. The TLDR is that Emma is a mid to lower tier 4-star who is not worth chasing. Ghost seems stellar by comparison. Chase Ghost instead. All right, there you go. Not kind words for Emma. Sir Wookie Chris.
Wookie Chris.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but the Electra PvP was fun. Not because of Electra, but because America Chavez was boosted. bring a single plus AP boost, and she just starts out right away. Had brought on Mordo or Cage in there as well, but never had to use them. People died off before they even got their powers charged. So, yeah, he's looking forward to the update this week of saving covers. And he asks, will we be stopping hoarding and open all the tokens? What about CP? Do you see yourselves using CP on the latest to build specific latest 5-stars or using classics to get more for your money?
You got to break that down for me. There were too many questions.
Are you going to continue hoarding? Yes. Ahead. Are you hoarding? Do you hoard?
I don't particularly hoard, really.
What about CP?
I have 500 at the moment, but that's not a crazy number.
And would you spend the CP on 5-stars or for the latest, or are you going for classics to get more for the...
No, I would wait till there's a new 5-star that I'm super excited about and spend all my CP then.
Hmm. I'll answer this in my own way. What I did have, I wouldn't have called a hoard, but I spent all of it because I really want to get Okoye and as many of the latest Nomad Cap, Lumber Cap, whatever you want to call them. It didn't work. I managed to get one Okoye cover and one or two of, what's it called? The one where Cap brings people back from the dead? On your feet, soldier, or something like that?
Yep.
But still not strong enough to make them usable. And I can't get Cap's red power. It just completely eludes me.
Oh, I think that's the one that I have like 7 or 8 of.
Of course. I have him at a 0.42, I think.
Yeah, I've had to use save on him a few times already.
Hmm.
But long story short, the answer is for the horde!
Yeah, for sure. I hoard everything at all times.
But you don't have to now. You could spend it all.
I could. Just save. But save, I do like hoarding
save,
tokens.
Save, save.
I'm just not ready.
What you want and don't open.
For the five-star world. I gotta go. Gotta go slowly into that.
No, that is
but,
a good point.
In reference to his always enjoyable and hard to say user handle, how did they ever, how did General Mills ever pass off Cookie Crisp as a cereal? Like, just, that's so bold that they took a bowl full of cookies, put it in a bowl, and said, this is cereal, enjoy.
Hey, my favorite cereal growing up was always Super Sugar Crisp. It had Super Sugar in the name.
Right, that's fine. That was at least, what, puffed rice?
Yes.
Right. There's no puffed rice in this cereal. There's no grains. There's no anything covered in sugar. It's just a bowl of cookies. Like, that's it.
I'm sure it was fortified with vitamin X.
that and lots of riboflavin.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to finish up. Jordan from Georgia. Right. Jordan says, Emma, honestly, I'm kind of underwhelmed. I don't like the character in general. Not excited about her powers. Well, I kind of like the character in general, but I am not excited about her powers. So, Clue, Dazzler, Loki, Julie Powers, LSD. There's a lot of possibilities in that clue. And his the final note, saved cover change is bleeping awesome. I agree. I think it's good. I think it's excessive. But I think it's good. And that's all we got in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
Lumpy in.
Awesome.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
we want, just
to,
want
pump
to pump you up. Up.
That was way off, dude.
That was dope. That was comparatively dope.
Oh, my.
But that was pretty solid. I don't think Ray will have to do that much thinking.
I clapped at least 2 seconds before you.
Oh, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even a full second. Do you know how long 2 seconds is? It's a long time in clap world. That would have been one Mississippi, two Mississippi with separate claps. Like, 2 seconds is like an eternity if you're measuring, like, eye contact. That's a nightmare. That was really about as close as I could have hoped.
This part of the show is all you, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even know where we were. I'm lost. I'm sorry. Let me pull up my crowdsourced, listener-supported infographic so that I can tell you who's boosted.
But it's a crowd of one person.
It is.
Right.
3 stars that are boosted this week. Colossus. He's okay.
Is he?
He's a game breaker. He's a game changer.
He is a game breaker.
They had to change the game a lot because of him.
That's true.
So, if you want a stunning punch or, something that throws people airborne and ruins everything, I'd go with Colossus. Falcon, his shields are annoying. They'll be even more annoying. His boost will not affect Red Wing in any way, but that is why he exists. Because Red Wing. Luke Cage, Craig's long-standing favorite 3-star of all time.
He's up there.
Yeah, his shield will be better. His punch you into oblivion will be better. His punch you in a different kind of way will be even better.
Yeah, click, click, boom is always the correct answer.
Yeah. Psylocke, recently reworked, still not very good.
Yeah, still sucks.
Yep. Same thing with Ragnarok.
Used to be amazing.
Whoa. His green used to be a little more interesting. He was never amazing.
No way. Back in the day when he would, like, destroy all the columns for, like, no power.
Oh, it was expensive and it was not that good.
I think you are misremembering.
No, I he
it
did.
It sounds like fake news.
It's not. I don't
Samurai
remember Ragnarok.
Samurai says it was 6 green. 6.
Right. I didn't say it wasn't a bargain.
Yes, you just did.
But no, I said it wasn't good. You said he was great.
It was great.
It wasn't great, but he was better before he got a third power.
You are the wrongo of the wrongest.
No, he was never. Man, I don't. You're making him sound like he was a top tier character at one point in his life.
He was amazing.
Nay, says I.
I don't remember. I'm just going to chime in and say I don't. I never used him at the time because I hated hurting myself.
Yeah, I never remember him being good. So anyway, those are the boosted 3 stars. Now let's move on to the 4 stars. Everybody's second favorite hand member, Elektra. She's boosted.
I just not noticed that he changed it on the cryptograph to say unlikable instead of unkillable.
Poor Electra.
Good job, Samurai.
One of the older four stars, also recently reworked, did not get much better. Her black is frustrating when you have to fight her heads up, but other than that, she's kind of a bum. Moon Knight. He's a...
Lord of the Croissant.
He's less popular than I think he deserves to be. I like Moon Knight. His green does a ton of...
He's strong.
Yeah, his green does a ton of damage, and his black does a good deal of damage. His purple mechanic is corny, but yeah. I like where they're going. You know, I get it. I'm not...
But he can do some self-heal with that black punch. Yeah. I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love using him boosted in PvE because you just use... He runs up front, he takes all the damage, and then you just finish him off with black, and you're fine. You're ready to go for the next round.
Joe's favorite character, Professor Charles Xavier, is boosted.
Charles Xavier?
Yeah. I don't know how being boosted is going to help him.
Maybe I should make those the... I use my giant brain attacks to do a lot more damage.
Oh, right. If they accidentally make a match five? Or when I make
a match
five.
No, it's if you make a match five, yeah.
Yeah, that's Teen Gene that you rely on them. Yeah, so if you make a critical match, he does a lot more damage. And he's just an all-around good character.
Get him to go invisible, and then he buffs up tiles, and they can get obscene.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Quake. She's real good. She's probably even better boosted. Her green does a whole board shuffle, does a good amount of AoE damage, and her blue to target tiles for targeted tile destruction is, I think, it's an exceptional power. People seem to like her yellow as well. It reduces AoE. Does that sound right?
Yeah, but a lot.
Hmm.
She's great versus Tommy Guns.
Nice. And everybody's favorite, especially Craig, Goddess of Thunder, Thor, also boosted this week. Famous for using blue, and then killing you with red, and doing nothing with yellow. I don't remember yellow doing anything at all. But yeah, Thor, also one of the older four stars, still kind of okay. There's definitely, they built some longevity into Goddess of Thunder.
Yeah, her stun is nice. Those charge tiles get powerful. It's just, she's lost some of her potential because of power creep. That's it. She's still good.
Right, right. I'm, and again, she's been around for quite a while. I'm impressed at her longevity. And as for this week's Samurai suggestions, he likes everybody except for Electra. Everybody's so good, there's no real bad combo, unfortunately. So everybody who's looking forward for four-star boosts, you're looking good. Why not try teaming up Professor X with Quake and, you know, anyone else? And you should be sitting pretty. And those are the boosted characters this week, so listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, Mr. Fox. Oh, no, I'm joking. Someone else. Sorry.
Your joking caught me at a funny time.
All right, Ray, why don't you take the next segment at the beginning?
Oh, God. Oh, Mystify.
All right. So this week on the Ian and Ray support group. Hi, my name is Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
This week in in-game supports, I'm going to talk about the vintage World War II shield. The in-game support that is distinctly made for Captain America. If you put it on anybody else, what are you doing? You're probably putting it on somebody else who uses yellow. That's what I'm thinking. But rank 1, if you have 1 star in this support, the maximum health is increased by 165. That slowly goes up to a total of 1733 at level 250. By the way, I saw pictures. People have supports at level 250. Multiple supports. Some people have multiple supports at level 250. I don't know how they did it. I don't want to know.
That's insanity.
It is. But rank 1 at level 250 is like not quite 2,000 health. That's not a lot. Rank 2, 2 stars, you get the supported character, takes 2% less damage from enemy matches. That goes all the way up to 10% match damage reduction. Again, I'm going with the phrase lackluster.
It's decent.
It's okay. 10% less damage from matches. I mean, that can add up. Yeah. Rank 3, when the supported character fires power, there's a 14% chance of creating a 25 protect tile, strength 25 protect tile. This goes up significantly. By level 250, it's up to a 70% chance of creating a strength 265. So at rank 3, I think that gets to be useful. Now, again, it's a protect tile. Nobody really, you know, goes out of the way to do those, but reduces all damage. Rank 4, start of the battle, 10% chance to gain 3 yellow AP. Now, rank 4, that could be significant, because it goes up quite significantly as you level it up to a 75% chance at the start of the battle to gain 3 yellow AP. If you got that on a cap, that can make a world of difference. Not really so much with the 3 and 2 star cap, but what's his name? Lumbercap? His yellow that enables you to bring somebody back from the dead, having a 3 AP bonus at the beginning, that could be nice.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be good times for a battery man, personally.
Yeah, sure. It really does. I have a hard time putting the World War II vintage shield on Iron Man, but I agree. Rank 5, the supported character's base yellow match damage is increased by 18, and that works its way up to a 184-point damage increase at level 250. Again, for rank 5, are you making that many yellow matches? Is that what's important? If you're using Lumbercap, it is. If you're putting it on Battery Man, it is. So maybe it'd be worth it.
So can we sell it to you like this, Ray?
Hmm.
So Tony's dad built him his first original vintage shield. Tony finds it in one of his dad's old archives and uses it as Battery Man.
Nice. I like that.
Okay. That'll make you feel better about attaching it to Battery Man.
If I'm a bad guy, if I'm a supervillain, I don't want to go up against Tony Stark in the Iron Man outfit with the shield.
holding a shield?
I don't want that. That sounds really bad. Then finally, the special. If you put this support on Captain America, when one of Cap's countdown tiles goes off, it removes a friendly protect tile and deals 98 damage. That slowly goes up to 1,011 damage at level 250. So you're losing a protect tile and doing a meh amount of damage every time a countdown goes off. So that is way more useful on like the 3-star cap. Because you're going to be putting out more countdown tiles. Especially if you pair 3-star Cap up with like a Captain Marvel. You put him with Carol where she can just send his shields right back to him right away. But in any case, I not a great support, but I mean, it helps. It helps.
Right. Yep. I use it on Peggy. I don't know why, but you know, other than she's the only version of Cap that I use regularly.
That is a good point, actually. She might make good use of it. Didn't think not about really. Her. I was concentrating on Captain America's.
Right. But she counts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That could very well work better. I don't know what I think I have Sharon support on Peggy. So
that makes even more sense.
Yeah.
I love it.
So there you go.
As soon as I get that support, I'm adding it.
So that's the in-game support. Ian, do you have something to share with the group?
Hi, everybody. My name is Ian.
Hi Ian.
yes. Let me tell you about one of my favorite vintage style supports. You've been struck down with botulism, you say? You've overdosed on barbiturates? Suddenly you need a negative pressure ventilator? Have I got something for you? You guessed it, the Iron Lung. So let me tell you about this very obsolete support. It is a giant mechanical respirator in which you place someone who either has lost all the muscle control or the work of breathing is just too hard for you. You shove them in this thing and they can breathe on their own. It's great. Except for the fact that it is, enormous and they have much better treatments these days. But this thing has a much better name and it can keep people alive. You know, someone was kept alive in this for 70 years?
Really?
So there you... Yes. I believe his name is, according to the internet, Barton Herbert. They stuck him in one in 1950, and he lived in there until 2003.
That's ridiculous, but...
Yeah.
Good, so there, good for him?
Who was changing his diapers?
I don't know. I don't ask those kind of questions.
Yeah.
Plus, this is not, you know... I'm not doing my thesis on this. This is just a paragraph, Craig. I'm sorry. I am sure it was, many, many, many different sad nursemaids.
Yeah, I mean, the smell of that thing after a while.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they had something that would, you know, could take him. I assume he had to get out at some point. Otherwise, he would just atrophy and turn into, like, goo. Anyway, it was a medical, it was pretty miraculous for its time. That is the out-of-game support, the negative pressure ventilator, otherwise known as the iron lung. That's all.
Thanks, Ian.
Brought to you by...
Oh, my goodness. It was brought to us by... Oh, my goodness. We've made it to this part of the show. Thanks, Ray. I had already forgotten.
That was thanks me.
What? What did you do?
I said brought to you by...
Oh, well, no. He said that... He wrapped up the segment with me.
Oh, good. Would you just announce the name?
No, I can't. I'm emotionally wounded.
All right, fine.
We'll have to let Ray do it.
Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify.
This segment's been brought to you by Fortify.
Okay, I can't remember which name we settled on.
Oh, okay.
Fortify yourself with supports.
Yeah. There was many a name thrown out in a car ride over the weekend.
That was yeah.
And I mean, most of them were big stinkers.
It was getting real stretchy by the ride home.
I wanted to go with Guy Wire, but, you know.
Yeah.
That was just me.
And it started terrible. Our other suggestions were so bad, by the ride home, Guy Wire started sounding amazing. and then Fortify just filled the space better than I had originally anticipated. So I was like, never going to go with Guy Wire. And I was like, ooh, Guy Wire, that's gold.
All right, let's open up some tokens.
All right. I can't go first. I was not as prepared as I've been one time ever.
I have trace tokens to open.
Go for it. Do it, Doug.
All right. First one is an Agent Venom. Hey, here, I'm going to need that soon.
Yeah. Handy. Oh, okay.
Sorry, so, I heard Asian Venom, and I was like, what?
Second one is a Coulson, and the third one is a sad thing, Ant-Man.
Is it ants?
No.
No. Is it Pym Particles?
It was.
Okay, that one's okay.
So Ant-Man's to 295, Coulson is now at 309, and Venom is now at 276.
Okay.
Okie doke.
I got one. Oh, you go ahead.
Okay, either way. I have one as well. I will
do it, Doug.
Poke her in her eyeball and get a 4-star. It is a 4-star Gatling gun war machine. So that was worth it. That will take war machine up to a 292 and get me some command points.
All right, I'll try to poke her here in the right fist for something new. Ooh, could it be? It is. It's cloak and or dagger. Pocket dimension, which I'm sure I need.
You get both for the price of one.
Get a cloak and a dagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bargain. That takes both of them up to 324. Much better than I originally anticipated. So, let me tell you guys, while we're in this segment, and it kind of was for last segment, I actually have something dying on the vine, and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Just hit the save button.
Oh, it's not an option. My daily resupplies gave me a Gwenpool, which heavily suggests to me that they're going to give me two more Gwenpools here down the road. And I don't want to seem like an ingrate, but I don't know if I should stand my ground or not.
Well, we're both a gotta catch them all, you know, kind of players. So,
yeah, right. you're asking it wrong, too, here.
Well, and boy, she's useful.
Gwenpool makes me angry.
I understand the stand your ground thing, but you're not in Florida. And yeah. She is useful. Her green is amazing.
I could get away with it if I was in Florida. Goodness gracious.
Do it.
We'll see. I also have a new hoarding problem. So ever since I overcame, thanks to Grinch's help, that horrible HP drought snafu, now I have 10,990 HP. And I'm scared to go beneath, like, going beneath 10,000, I might as well have zero at this point. So if I can get 10 more HP before these 8 days run out, and I don't need a hero slot for anybody else, I will consider rostering Gwenpool.
Wow.
Man, I'm rarely over 1,000.
I used to live like that. That used to be my lifestyle. And now that I've tasted what it's like to be on the other side, I'm never going back. Never going back to being HP poor. I'm not quite an HP 1%er, but I'm at least not living HP paycheck to paycheck.
I love the analogy.
Friday, where's my paycheck? Quitting time.
Jerk alert.
Oh no, flying rocks.
So I will Since you kind of brought up the whole dying on the vine, I have 25 covers right now. Now, granted, they're all 2 stars, and I just need to, you know, go through the process of re-rostering them. But I'm using the team that I like, and I don't want to do it. So I'm waiting until they're about ready to die. That's right. Died on the vine.
Right. Right. Brought to you by the complete voice work soundtrack to Roadshow, the pinball machine. Thanks, Greg. All right.
And a token's brought to you by the OG, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. Thanks for the opening of the tokens.
All right, hit me with some podcast network.
Right on. So if you would like to check out an above-average podcast network, I'd look into the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It has a handful of excellent shows to choose from with an extensive archive to work your way back through. If you need to fill your life with even more podcasts, you can find direct links at our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. That's puzzlewarriors3.com. Or you can check out everything we have over at the Soon To Be Named Network, soon2benamednetwork.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Don't think so.
My gut tells me to stall with nonsense because you're in a hurry to wrap this up, but I do like you secretly. Don't tell anybody. Let's just end the show.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. Go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, any of the social media things, the three forums, or the Mobile Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. That was hard to say this time.
Oh, I do have something else.
Oh, good God.
But wait till you get to the Amazon bar.
Okay, if you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner.
Okay, and for the most part, it should be working again. Don't blame us. The Amazon banner on all of our webpages just stopped working. I have no idea when, but I managed to get probably 60% of them working again. And yeah, it was Amazon. I had to go and redo everything, and it was a bunch of work, and I totally blame Amazon. But other than that, Amazon is pretty good, so I'll get over it. Anyway, should be working.
Okay, or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. And buy yourself some swag there. That's all we got.
I got something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Sorry. I got some insider info from longtime friend of the show, UNC Samurai. He says, sell that Gwenpool, burden lifted.
Yeah.
I will receive no additional Gwenpools as a, what do you call it?
That is not what I said, said Samurai.
that's what it says right there. It says, don't worry. You're not going to get any more daily resupplies with Gwenpool in them. So you're not going to get, you know, one of each cover. So chuck it.
No.
And she goes back to the dumpster fire from when she came.
Yeah. I'm getting a Black Bolt tomorrow. That's exciting.
Oh, that is a good day.
Unfortunately, I'm going to hope that, you know, for the next 3-4 legendary tokens, you get nothing but Gwenpools.
Why would you wish that on me? Now I'm anxious again.
Because you should roster. You should roster everyone.
You have 10,000 hero points.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Just buy a slot.
But then
at least.
All right. So now I get up to 11,000 hero points. I spend 1,000 on her slot, and now I can't buy the 100 HP vault of the day. Whatever that happens to
you
me,
you can. I buy them every day.
Nah, I'm not. I can't plummet back down. I'm not going back. I had to claw my way out of the gutter. Now I'm living on. Yeah, I'm not going. Not going to suckle the government teeth again.
But if I gave you an incubator, then I only have one.
Exactly.
Good Lord, man. All right, that's it. We're done. Goodbye for now. And remember, this is the favorite pie of pod people. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.